Alrighty, good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Magnolia Public Schools Audit and Facilities Committee meeting. My name is Jennifer Lara. I'm the Executive Assistant and Board Secretary at Magnolia Public Schools. Before we begin, a couple of reminders. First, this meeting is being recorded. And second, if you're a member of the public and you wish to make a comment during the public comment section of this meeting, you're more than welcome to state your name. If it is something that you feel uncomfortable in doing so, you do not have to state your name. However, as a reminder to our board and staff, as always, please state your name before speaking. So with that, we'll officially begin tonight's meeting. The day is Thursday, December 2nd, 2021, and the time is 5:06 p.m. With that, Mr. Mohamedov, may you please call the meeting to order?
This is Mitran Mohamedov. I call the Audit and Facilities Committee meeting to order. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mohamedov. With that, I'll take roll call. Mr. Mohamedov?
Here.
Thank you. Dr. Yapano?
Here.
Thank you to our committee members. We have quorum. Next on the agenda, we'll move on to the approval of agenda. The motion is to approve the agenda as presented. Would a committee member like to move the motion?
So moved.
Thank you, Dr. Yapano. Is there a second?
Seconded, Nikon.
Thank you, Mr. Mohamedov. With that, I'll take roll call vote. Mr. Mohamedov?
Yes.
Yes, thank you. Dr. Yapano?
Yes.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for that, committee members. The agenda has been approved as presented. Next, we'll move on to public comment. If there is anyone from the public that would like to make a comment, you may unmute yourself now. And just a reminder before doing so, you have 3 minutes to state your comment and 6 minutes if translation is needed. So with that, I'll open up the floor for any public comment. Perfect. If there's no public comment, we'll move forward with the agenda. Next, from the announcements from the CEO and superintendent and committee members, I'll open it up to Mr. Rubalcaba, our CEO and superintendent.
Good evening. Community, board members, Makan, Dr. Yapanel, staff, hopefully all of you have had a great day. So I'm going to do this introduction a couple of times today, but for my announcement, the only thing I wanted to do is introduce a new team member to the Magnolia team and family. Dr. Steve Burfaja joins us today, and he comes with quite a bit of experience, not only in the district, but charter spaces. So we know that his background and his experience is going to contribute significantly to Magnolia as we continue to strive for excellence. So with that, I want to introduce Steve to the board and to our public. So I'll turn it over to you, Steve, to introduce yourself.
Okay, well, thank you, Mr. Rubalcaba. I certainly appreciate that kind introduction. Board members and staff, I'd like to, first of all, say thank you for allowing me the opportunity to serve this great organization. I see some wonderful things going on here at Magnolia that, quite frankly, you don't see everywhere. I've been around the district and charter world for close to 15 years now, and I've worked with a lot of organizations, and I can tell you this place really has a cohesive group, and we've got some folks on our team, board members, staff, and just people, advocates of this organization that really absolutely care about students. And it makes me proud to be part of an organization such as this, one that actually really does care about students and puts them first and looks towards mentoring those that are the most disadvantaged among us. So with that, I just wanna say that I'm proud and I'm honored to be part of this organization, and I look forward to good things moving ahead. I see a lot of opportunities to build on some things that have been done, and continue to help strengthen areas that I think could use a little bit of strengthening, and obviously learn from the great folks here. So with that, I just want to say thank you, and I appreciate you all having me here. tonight.
Thank you, Steve. And I know you've only been here a little less over a week, but definitely feel that same energy, and we'll need that same energy and drive to keep doing some great things here at Magnolia. And with that, I'll turn it over to you, Jen, for the next step.
Thank you, Mr. Rubalcaba. With that, I'll turn it to the committee members if they have any announcements before proceeding. Perfect. If not, I'll move forward with the agenda. Next, at the recommended action item, starting with 2A, committee approval of findings.
Jen, I just wanted to welcome Steve to the team. We are happy to have you here, and I wish you a successful and enjoyable tenure here at Magnolia. Welcome on board.
Thank you, sir. I certainly appreciate it, Mr. Yapanel.
Yapanel, yes.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it very much. Thank you.
Okay. And I look forward to catching up one-on-one sometime soon.
I had the pleasure of speaking to Steve yesterday for a half hour or so. So welcome, Steve, again.
Thank you, Mr. I'm sorry, I'm going to take a little while.
Mekan is good. Mekan is just fine.
Okay, thank all right. You. Just want to be formal. Okay, Mekan, thank you very much. I do appreciate it. I enjoyed talking to you yesterday as well.
All righty. So as I was saying before, we're moving on to the recommended action items 2A, committee approval of findings to conduct virtual meetings pursuant of AB 361 Government Code Section 54953. With that, I'll turn it over to Mr. Rubalcaba, our CEO and superintendent.
Yes, good evening again. And as all of you know, through this pandemic and the ever-changing impacts on schools, we've been able to pivot quickly and adjust. And with AB 361, I see it in the same light where we, when the pandemic hit, we started to meet through Zoom, through teleconferencing, and that lasted for a while. And as we know, the variant and other things have caused us to continue to have teleconference meetings. And the governor and the legislature did get it right in passing AB 361 to afford us more flexibilities to continue to do so, and you know, with the goal to minimize the risk at the school sites if we were to be in person. So with that, I'll turn it over to Jen to add more of the technical language to AB 361. Jen?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Rubalcaba. So we're here today for the continuation for Magnolia to continue the teleconferencing flexibilities as permitted under AB 361. It was mentioned a couple of times in the months, last month and October. So I don't think you would need any more information as to what you already know. So as it's stated in the law, it just requires a remotion every 30 days. So that's why we're here today. So with that, I'll open up the floor if there's any questions from the members of the public. With that, is there any questions or comments from the members of the from our board? Alrighty, if not, the motion is for, let me go up, for the Audit and Facilities Committee to adopt the findings relating to the ability of the Magnolia Public Schools Audit and Facilities Committee to conduct meetings due to teleconference during the state of emergency in reference to AB 361 Government Code Section 54953. Would a committee member like to move the motion?
Yes, so moved. This is Umit.
Thank you, Dr. Yapanel. Is there a second?
Seconded, Mekan.
Thank you, Mr. Mohamedov. With that, I'll take roll call vote. Mr. Mohamedov?
Yes. Jen.
Yeah. Thank you. Dr. Yapanel?
Yes.
Thank you to our committee members. The motion carries with unanimous vote. And that concludes all of our items for tonight's meeting. At this moment of time, I ask Mr. Mohamedov if you may please adjourn. The time is 5:15 p.m.
Yes, this is Mekan Mohamedov. I'd like to adjourn Audit and Facilities Committee meeting. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mohamedov. I'll see everyone at the board meeting.
See you in a bit, team.
Thank you. See you in a bit.